I'd like to thank those that download these Talks as podcasts from iTunes. Invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by email us at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agyanati Marandasyankanangana Salakaya Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Akadamayam Dharati Swaparantikam. Today we'd like to talk about being a barrier breaker. So often we let our environment, the way we were raised, other people's opinions of us, set limits for our lives. And what we're doing is we're adapting to what's around us. If you take an oak seed, plant it in a 2-foot pot, that oak will never become what it was created to be. If you leave it in the pot, not because there's something wrong with the seed, but because of the environment it's in, it will never grow to what it should be. Similarly with us, it's easy to fit in, to go with the crowd, to be like everyone else. Problem is that God didn't create us to be average. He created us to stand out, to go beyond the norm, to leave a mark on our generation. In other words, to be barrier breakers. You're supposed to go further than the people that raised you, further than your teachers. You're supposed to live better, more piously, more successfully, set a new standard. You may be in an environment where people have addictions, where they have low self-esteem, depression, poverty. You can't stop that. But here's the key. Don't let that become normal in your thinking. If you accept that as who you are, it'll keep you from your destiny. The lotus flower grows within water, but it remains always bone dry. Even if you splash it, the water will bead up and slough off after a few seconds. Instead of the lotus flower, it's in the water, but it's not of the water. It never gets wet. And similarly, we're spiritual beings, part and parcel of God, but we're in this material world. That doesn't, however, mean that we're of this material world. In the same way, you may be in a limited environment, but you don't have to be of that limited environment. You don't have to let that environment get in you. If you see struggle, lack, and poverty long enough, then your mind might become conditioned to thinking, this is who I am. I'll always struggle. I'll never have enough. No, that's where you are. That's not who you are. That may be what's been normal, but the good news is that you have the potential to be a barrier breaker. You have the power, the favor, the talent, and the ability to break out, go further. Krishna, or God, breathed His life into us. He calls us the head and not the tail. Don't let our mind become conditioned for mediocrity. Don't let that drag down who you really are. Sometimes people will try and put us in a box. They'll tell us things like, you can't start that business. You don't have the resources. You'll never be able to afford a nice place to live. You'll never get well. You'll never meet the right person. You'll never start that mission. George Washington was told that he could never beat the British with a ragtag army of volunteers. The British were too strong. They had a history of conquering the world. They had more experience in wars, better weapons, more confidence. Even after the American War for Independence broke out, 30% of the Americans remained loyalists. 500,000 people who had been born in America remained loyal to the British government because they believed that backing George Washington would be backing the wrong horse. Now, Washington knew that the Continental Army was outmatched by the British in weaponry, manpower, and supplies. And he became increasingly aware that they had no hope of victory in a traditional conflict. He needed to gain a strategic advantage. Inspired by his own faith in and prayers to God, Washington determined that espionage could be the barrier breaker to an American victory. He, way back then, created America's first intelligent community. His spy network of military strategists and average colonials used innovative techniques to gather and share information. They had secret codes, invented new formulas for invisible ink, turned daily activities into intelligence communications. Another president, Ronald Reagan, said, quote, "One of the most inspiring portrayals of American history is that of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That moving image personifies and testifies to our founders' dependence upon divine providence during the darkest hours of our revolutionary struggle." George Washington's barrier-breaking efforts in espionage were critical to the Continental Army's victory over the British. They established a strong tradition of intelligence collection and innovation that remains important to our nation's security today. Because their thinking is limited, average people will try to put their limitations on you. Now, what you have to do is put your foot down, say, "I refuse to be mediocre because people around me are mediocre. I refuse to be addicted, to be depressed, to have low expectations. I know that I'm a barrier breaker. I'm going to set a new standard." It starts in your thinking. Nothing will change in your life until you make up your mind that you're not going to accept mediocrity. Why don't we take the limitations off of ourselves? We have so much potential if we'll simply break out of the box and try something new. The enemy, whose name is Maya and would love to keep us revolving in this samsara cycle of birth and death in this material world, would love to keep all that potential from ever coming out. She'll use bad breaks, negative comments, people, circumstances to try to keep you from believing in yourself, from believing that you can rise to the next level. Many people have let their minds become conditioned to thinking that they've reached their limits, they're just average, they'll never do anything great. What's happened is that instead of breaking out, they've adapted to their environment. Saw a study that was done with fleas. They put fleas in a container and then put a lid on the top. Fleas immediately tried to jump out, but they hit the lid again and again and again and again. Probably gave them headaches. Before long, they realize that they are stuck. At one point, the researchers removed the lid, but to their surprise, the fleas didn't try to jump out anymore. They had hit the lid so many times that they had become conditioned to thinking that they couldn't get out. Sometimes, as with these fleas, because of the environment we've been in, the times that we've tried and failed, and what people have told us, we become conditioned to thinking, "I can't do anything great. I'll never accomplish my dream. I'll never get back in shape. I'll never lose that weight. I'll never meet the boy or girl of my dreams." Well, it may not have happened in the past. You might have tried and metaphorically hit the lid a few times, but can I tell you this evening that the lid is coming off? It might just be time to try again. You were created not to live contained, not to get stuck. I heard about a young man, got off to a rough start in life. He grew up in the projects, was very poor, had almost no guidance. His father wasn't in his life, and his mother had her own struggles. Because of his poor home situation, he was labeled by the state as child at risk. From the time he was a little boy, that phrase played over and over and over in his mind. It became ingrained in his thinking. "There's no future for me. I'm a child at risk." He continued to go downhill, getting into trouble, doing what the rest of the crowd was doing. Everyone around him was defeated, depressed, and addicted. Well, he fit right in. He adapted to that environment. Your life is going to follow your thoughts. He believed he was at risk, and he became at risk. If you believe that you've reached your limits, then guess what? You have. If you believe that you'll never get well, you won't. Because your mind has become conditioned to its limitations, that's going to keep you from your highest potential. You have to be bold and get rid of the thoughts that are holding you back. You may not see how you can do it in your own ability, but the good news is that you're not on your own. You have the most powerful force in the universe breathing in your direction. Krishna created us to rise higher, to break barriers from the past, to overcome bad habits and be free from generational curses. People may have labeled you at risk, average, less than, but Krishna, God, labels you well able, equipped, anointed, creative, a masterpiece. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The good news is that people don't create your destiny, God does. What they said about you, the environment that you're in, and how you were raised cannot keep you from your purpose. Krishna has already taken into account every detail of your life, every bad break, every negative comment, how you were raised, what somebody did or didn't do to you. He factored all of that into his plan for your life. Instead of holding you back, those things will propel you forward. Instead of defeating you, those things will make you stronger. Krishna knows how to take what was meant for your harm and use it to your advantage. One day, this young man got into trouble at school, and he was sent to the school counselor. She tried to reason with him, but he wouldn't listen. However, she wouldn't give up. She kept on trying and trying. He said to her, "Why are you even bothering with me? I'll never do anything great. I've been told my whole life that I'm a child at risk." She looked him in the eyes and said, "Listen to me. You're not a child at risk. You're a child at possibility." And when he heard that, something ignited on the inside. He sat up in his chair and he said to her, "What do you mean at possibility?" She said, "You're full of potential. You're smart. You're talented. There's so much that you can become." Well, his whole life, he'd heard the opposite. His mind had become conditioned to thinking, "I'll never get out of the projects. I'll never be successful." That day, a stronghold was broken in his thinking. He started to recondition his mind. Today, this young man has his own business and is very successful. He goes around to schools and speaks to students who are considered to be at risk. He tells them what his counselor told him. "You're not at risk, you're at possibility." As was with this man, people around you may accept mediocrity. They may be fine with being average, having little goals, working at an okay job. Don't let that spirit rub off on you. That's not who you are. You're the exception. You're the barrier breaker. You're not limited by your education, by how you were raised, by your environment. Krishna, God, has determined for you to rise higher. He's destined you to go to the next level. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Instead of just fitting into your environment and being like everybody else, why don't you start seeing yourself as a barrier breaker, as the exception? You're supposed to stand out. You're supposed to rise higher. Maybe everyone in your family has been depressed except you. You broke out. You're happy. You're full of joy. Everybody is addicted except you. You're free. You're clean. You're helping others. Everybody is struggling, can't make ends meet, can't get ahead except you. You're blessed. Good breaks are chasing you down. Opportunities are looking for you. Your gifts and talents are coming out in greater ways. What is that? You're the exception. Doesn't mean that you're arrogant. You don't think that you're better than someone else. But you have a quiet confidence, knowing that you are made for more. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our question tonight is, are you accepting things that are less than God's best for you? Are you adapting to a limited environment? You all have big dreams in your heart. You know deep down inside that there's a business out there with your name on it. There's a management position, an ownership position, a book that you're meant to write, a song that you're meant to sing, a better house, a charity, a mission. But right now, you're just doing as well as your friends. You've gone as far as your family has gone in the past, and you think that's it. My encouragement is, don't settle where you are. Break out of that mold. Nothing would be sadder than to come to the end of life and realize what we could have become if we lived with an at-possibility mindset instead of an at-risk mentality. Don't go through life and miss your destiny. You weren't created to get stuck, to settle, and stay at the same place for the next 20 years. You were created to excel. There's potential in you just now waiting to come out. Gifts that will cause new doors to open. Talents that will create new opportunities. Get rid of low expectations. Quit making excuses to settle where you are. You may be in a limited environment that includes dysfunction, addictions, and depression. The good news is you don't have to stay there. It's not your destiny. Somebody may have labeled you at risk, but the creator of the universe labels you at possibility. You may have gone as far as your family and your friends. That's good, but don't settle there. Why? Because you're the exception. You're supposed to go further. Dare to take some steps of faith. The odds may be against you, but the Most High God is for you. His favor on your life will cause you to go where you could not go on your own. If you're going to be a barrier breaker, the first thing you have to do is get rid of excuses. I read about an 8-year-old boy who grew up in Kansas in the early 1900s. During the winter, he and his brother would go to school early to light the wood fire and the large pot-bellied stove in the classroom so it would be warm when the rest of the students arrived. One day, somebody accidentally put gasoline in the kerosene container. The next morning, when he lit the match, there was a huge explosion. His brother was killed instantly. The teacher came running, found this little boy unconscious with the lower half of his body burned beyond recognition. She pulled him out of the fire thinking he was dead, but somehow he had survived. He lost all the flesh on his knees and shins and the toes on his left foot. His mother was told that if he did survive, he would be crippled, never able to walk again. And the doctors recommended amputating his legs. But this little boy was a fighter. Against all odds, he survived. He made up his mind that he was not only going to walk again, but he told everyone that one day he would run. His favorite scripture was, "They who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint." As an 8-year-old boy, he had that spirit of faith. He believed that he could defy the odds. Months later, he was sent home from the hospital. There was no movement in his legs. Every day, his mother would take him outside in the wheelchair so he could get some sunshine. One afternoon, when she wasn't watching, he grabbed onto the picket fence and pulled himself up. Stake by stake, he began to drag himself along. He did this day after day, teaching himself to walk again. They didn't have physical therapy in those days in Kansas. He became his own physical therapist. 2 years after the accident, he stood up for the first time. Not long after that, he was not only walking, he began to run and became extremely fast. In college, on the track team, he won so many medals, he became known as the Kansas Flyer. In 1934, Glenn Cunningham, the young man who had been told he'd never walk again, broke the world record in the mile run. If you're going to be a barrier breaker, you have to get rid of excuses. Quit thinking about what you didn't get, what you can't do, how the odds are against you. You and Krishna are a majority. You have what you need. You're a barrier breaker. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You can defy the odds. You can beat cancer. You can break that addiction. You can start your new business. You can go further than the experts have told you. As Glenn did, you have to recondition your mind. Instead of dwelling on negative things that people have said about you, dwell on what God says about you, that you will run and not be weary. Instead of dwelling on, you can't break that addiction, say, I can do all things through Krishna. Instead of, oh man, you've reached your limits, this is not for you today, declare that the path of those who honor the Lord through his holy names gets brighter and brighter and brighter. Krishna's plans for me are for good and not for evil. None of this is going to happen until we change our thought patterns. Glenn Cunningham could have laid in bed, had a pity party, thinking, wow, too bad for me. I lost my legs. I'll never do anything great. But if he had, we wouldn't be talking about him today. This is from the Wikipedia about the founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada. In 1922, when he met his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada was requested to do something no one in his 5,000 plus year old line of disciplic succession had ever successfully done before. He was asked to be a barrier breaker by spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English language. To that end, in 1933, he became a formally initiated disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta. In 1944, he started the publication called Back to Godhead magazine, for which he acted as the writer, designer, publisher, editor, copy editor, and distributor. In the first issue, he wrote, quote, "Under the circumstances, since 1936 up to now, 1944, I was simply wondering whether I shall attempt this difficult barrier-breaking endeavor, and that without any means, money, or capacity. However, my spiritual master has appeared to me several times in dreams, beckoning me forward. I shall follow wherever he leads." When he sailed to the United States in 1965, his trip was not sponsored by any religious organization, nor was he met upon arrival by any group of well-wishers or followers. As the Indian freighter Jaladuta neared Boston Harbor in the middle of one of the worst New England winters in history, the magnitude of his intended task weighed upon him. He wrote in his diary, "Today I have disclosed my mind to my companion, Lord Sri Krishna." On this occasion, and a number of others, he called on Krishna for help. Examining these compositions, academics regarded them as, quote, "intimate records of his prayerful preparation for what lay ahead." By journeying to the United States, he was attempting to fulfill the wish of his guru, possible only by the grace of his dear Lord Krishna. It was in July 1966 that he brought global missionary Vaishnavism devotion to Krishna for the first time ever to the Western world, founding the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, in New York City. Are there strongholds holding you back? Have you adapted to an environment and let people discourage you, criticize you, set the limits for your life? The reason that you're here this evening is that Krishna is saying to you, this is a new day. You're a barrier breaker. Krishna wants to take you further, faster than you've imagined. Krishna wants you to set a new standard. He wants you to defy the odds. Now let's do our part. Let's let this seed take root in our spirit. Let's not talk ourselves out of it. Get in agreement with God. Stir up the seeds of greatness. For years, experts have said that no one would be able to run a mile under 4 minutes. They studied the human body, thought it would collapse under that much pressure. Scientists said it was not only dangerous to try, but it was literally impossible. However, a young man named Roger Bannister didn't believe the negative reports. He didn't let his mind become conditioned to thinking that it couldn't be done. In May of 1954, he made history by running a mile in under 4 minutes. But that's not my point. What's really interesting is that 46 days later, someone else broke the 4 minute mile. Within 10 years, 336 people had run the mile in under 4 minutes. It hadn't happened in all the previous years of track and field history, and that was happening almost every week. Why was that? Barrier was broken in people's minds. For years, runners had believed what the experts said. They were convinced in their own thinking that it couldn't happen. And once that mental barrier was removed, they were able to do things that had previously seemed impossible. Has your mind become conditioned to thinking that you can't accomplish your dreams? You can't get well? You can't break that addiction? If you'll do as the examples that I've cited today have done, recondition your mind, start thinking better, believing that you're a can-do person, knowing that you have the seeds of greatness, you too will break barriers that you thought were impossible. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Where you come from, the environment, how you start is not what's important. What's important is how you finish, how you break the barrier at the end. Do yourself and your family members, your generation, a favor. Break out of that mold. Don't pass negative things on to the next generation. Be a difference maker. You can be the one who sets your family and your peers on a course to honoring God, a course of blessing, a course of favor, a course of victory. You can be the one who carries on what Srila Prabhupada started with more temples, more devotees, more funding, more festivals, more missions. We're asking you to recondition your mind this evening. Get rid of strongholds that are holding your back. You're not at risk, you're at possibility. Stir up the seeds of greatness. Be a barrier breaker. If you do this, I believe that Krishna is going to breathe on your life in a new way. You're going to break the barriers of the past, overcome obstacles, and accomplish dreams. You're going to become everything that God created you to be in this life. And in the next life, you're going to go back to home, back to Godhead.